This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. For the next 2 weeks, we can expect a flurry of activity at the Supreme Court. It's been a slow term so far, but some of the biggest cases will be announced by the end of the month. Joining us now is Dahlia Lithwick. She's legal analyst for Day to Day and for the online magazine Slate. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
So there are several big cases still to be decided. Which one is the most important?
I think the one everybody really is going to take as a sort of bellwether is a very, very fraught case that the court has been holding on to for a long time about whether public elementary and secondary schools can use race when they assign students to their schools. You know, it's a sort of a hybrid of the affirmative action cases and the, you know, the legacy of the old desegregation cases. And it's just going to tell us a terrific amount about what this new court is and where it's going. It may or may not have very profound things to say about a very recently decided affirmative action case that came out of Michigan only a few years ago. And so I think that's the case everybody's looking to see, you know, which way is the Roberts Court going on this very crucial question of affirmative action.
Okay, so we'll be looking for that one. What about the other major cases?
Well, there's some big speech cases that are really interesting. One is a major campaign finance reform case that's going to test whether grassroots lobby groups can air sort of very political ads right before elections, and that's a speech case. There's another free speech case that we've talked about before that has to do with whether the phrase, quote, bong hits for Jesus is protected student speech in the school speech context. And then there's a very interesting case about whether the act of merely being a taxpayer would give you standing to sue President Bush over his faith-based initiatives program. So these are sort of all different sort of First Amendment-y cases that we're going to, again, get some real guidance about where the court is headed.
Well, we only have a couple of weeks left in the term. What are some of the big themes that you've seen so far?
You know, it's interesting. I think that in the big, big blockbuster cases we've seen so far, I'm thinking about the global warming case that came down recently, the partial birth abortion case that was recently decided, cases about the size of jury awards, the ability of workers to sue their bosses for sex discrimination. What you saw over and over again, and you'll remember we predicted this last year, was 5-4 splits, and every single time Justice Anthony Kennedy is right there as the fifth vote. So I think it's very fair to say at this point, a year later, this is, you know, Anthony Kennedy's court. The other, I think, trend and theme that we're starting to see, and it really emerged in the last couple of months, is that this is a real ideologically riven court. I mean, we really do, depending on which side Anthony Kennedy takes, see a court that's quite split on right-left lines, and not just a shift in terms of how split it is, but a real shift in terms of tone and language, Madeline. We're seeing very, very strong words from the new Chief Justice Roberts in some cases, extremely strong and upset dissents from Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Dissents, you'll remember that she sometimes reads from the bench, which doesn't happen all that much. So I think we're starting to see a court that's sort of, the center isn't quite holding. There's a lot of, I think, ideological tension there. And I think the other big trend we're starting to see, it's fair to say, is a dramatic shift to the right, which is to say that even though Anthony Kennedy is that fifth swing vote, I don't think anyone disputes anymore that with the replacement of Sandra Day O'Connor by Samuel Alito, the court has quite dramatically, I think, become a much more conservative court.
Dahlia Lithwick of the online magazine Slate, thank you.
Always a pleasure.